Can I talk about what I did last night?
We were laughing so hard. That was one of the funniest movies.
This is my favorite part right here.
What are you doing?
We're driving. Women can drive.
Don't cry. It's okay.
You can drive. You can drive.
I can't drive.
It's impossible woman to drive.
No.
You are a man.
No.
Dressed like a woman.
No.
Help me.
You are a man dressed like a woman. Yeah, that woman was the only sane woman in the whole movie. She was the only sane person.
I mean, I loved the first Borat movie, but I must admit, I think this one was better.
Oh, it's much better because, look, he's becoming a better storyteller. He really is more comfortable doing outrageous things. You know, at first, I think he was willing to push the envelope with people that weren't all that famous. Now going after Mike Pence when he goes running in there. So we're talking about Borat 2, obviously, the new Borat movie. And it just dropped last night. It was supposed to drop at midnight, but they dropped it a couple hours early, thinking that if people didn't want to watch the debates, which I didn't. So the very next morning, what does he do? He gets right on Good Morning America. And he tells this very interesting story about the whole Mike Pence thing and how that went down. Listen to this.
Well, that was pretty difficult because I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I had a world-class prosthetics team turn my face into the president's. That took about 6 hours and I was wearing a fat suit. And it's quite a large fat suit because of the, I don't know how to say it, but the president's physique. And obviously I had to get through a number of layers of security, including TSA security. And the last thing you want is, I knew the moment they touched the fat suit, they would not allow me in. And one of them wandered me, and there was a beep. And they said, what is that? And I said, it's a pacemaker. I was obviously doing my American accent. And then they carried on with the wand, and then suddenly at the lower bit of the belly, it beeped again, and they said, well, what is that? Why is it beeping? And I had no answer. And the TSA officer said, hold on, it's the wire for the pacemaker, right? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, okay, go through. And then I essentially hid in a bathroom at CPAC for 5 hours, listening to the ablutions of various conservative men. And then eventually we did the scene and got escorted out by about 15 security staff, including Secret Service and local police. But interestingly enough, they never got my identifications.
I had tweeted right afterwards, don't fast forward to the Giuliani scene because you're going to miss a really funny movie.
Mm-hmm. I must admit, though, the Giuliani scene was very, very disturbing.
Disturbing how?
It's just the way he was acting towards her even before that, how he was slightly touching her, how, you know, this is supposed to be a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah, but he didn't know she was 15 at that point. I mean, she was a journalist. She had gotten to talk to him because she said she was a journalist from some conservative foreign paper. Mm. And when he laid eyes on her, you saw he was very flirty with her, very touchy-feely with her. She put her hand on his knee and said, let's go to the bedroom and have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's go to the bedroom and have a drink.
She did very well. She's very talented.
I mean, yeah, she's an actress from
Kazakhstan.
Bolivia. No, she's
Kazakhstan.
From,
she's his daughter from
Bulgaria, Bolivia, one of those two.
Right.
She's already a working actress.
Mm-hmm.
So before we get to the Giuliani thing, it's a really interesting story how she ended up landing this part. They actually auditioned 600 girls, but here's why they chose her.
So we started with self-tape. It was an open call. I sent another one, and then I went to London, to England, few times, and we even started with real people at the first audition. It was crazy.
So she means in the scene she auditioned with people who thought I was a real person as Borat and that she was really my daughter.
Yeah, we started with the self-tape and it was nice, and then the most important part was that people should believe in me, that I'm real, that Tuta exist, and I think Tuta actually exists now.
All right, so right up front, I know I've been burying the lead here, because the one question that Good Morning America wanted to know from Sacha Baron Cohen, you know, you were there. Do you think Giuliani was actually touching himself? Was he being inappropriate? Because he's saying that you're a liar if you're saying that's the case. What Sacha Baron Cohen said in response was very good.
If the president's lawyer found what he did there appropriate behavior, then heaven knows what he's done with other female journalists in hotel rooms. And I just urge everyone to watch the movie. It is what it is. He did what he did. And make your own mind up. It was pretty clear to us.
Maria, did you want to add anything?
I want to thank you that I was sure that you were going to save me from everything.
Well, I was actually, I was quite concerned for her during the scene. I was in we built a hideaway that I was hiding in during the entire scene. So I was monitoring it by text, but, you know, it's my responsibility as a producer as well to ensure that the lead actor is looked after.
It was hard to watch being a guy, because I don't know what other guys act like behind closed doors with girls mm-hmm. like that. So to see that to me was disturbing.
Well, they were definitely flirting while the cameras were on. Like, he knew he was on camera because she was interviewing him, and they were like laughing and fun and flirty. So he knew that he was going to be seen doing that. So clearly he felt comfortable. There was nothing inappropriate about that. He was just being friendly, and she's pretty, and she was flirting back with him.
Mm.
It was when they went into the bedroom. That's when he thought the cameras were off. Those were all hidden cameras. So he didn't know that he was being watched.
I don't know how you can not watch the debates and watch that. I mean, I want the debates to be on TV every day. I was actually sad last night when it was over at 10:30. I was like, "Aw, I'm not gonna have any more debates." It was great. That was the best TV ever.
What was good about it?
It's just a train wreck. I mean, it doesn't matter who you want to win. Both of them. I mean, we all lost during that
right.
debate.
Yeah.
There was a guy on Fox News this morning, and I so agree with him. He said the only thing that really lost was the English language during
yeah.
that whole debate. You know, for Trump to stand up there and say, "I am the least racist person in this room," to a black woman, it blows my mind. And for Biden to sit there and not have a straight thought in his brain, we are all fucked.
Yeah. Either way, we're fucked.
Yeah. I mean, it was two statues debating each other. And it was like, is this what we are as a society?
Yeah.
Not one of them can come up with a complete thought.